Eric, Levi.
This is how fucking stupid it is to live in my mind. Dude, like, I know it's... people don't like other people's dreams being explained to them or whatever, but last night my dream was that I found out Andrew Dice Clay released a rap album in the 90s, and I immediately drove to a different city where my friends were to try and get them to listen to it without... and that was a full 8 hours of sleep.
But in your dream.
But in my dream?
That was like 10
no,
hours.
That's
was
not
like,
how time
was
worked.
Like 2 days. It was like 100
Eric
years.
Eric assaulted me with the decade-old movie Inception earlier.
I didn't assault you. It was just playing when you walked in.
That movie got way too much good credit. Whatever that's called, praise,
yeah.
When it came out, for being probably the dumbest movie ever made.
This is the Nolan thing, is that if you dress these movies up in, like, smart suits and, like, corporate, all this, like, whatever, you can fool people into thinking they're smart.
Yeah,
like, did you watch Tenet?
No, I still haven't. I've seen Memento. If you've seen Memento, we can talk about that
one. I haven't seen Memento.
I really like
But you know what one we have seen?
We've seen Batman, and we've seen Inception. Dude, isn't it so smart when Heath Ledger, Joker, and Batman say the thing about burn? World burn? Nolan must be like a genius, dude.
That's another thing. So much of these movies, a lot of these movies, I don't really think there's too many performance like this in, performances like this in Inception, but like those Batman movies really just rely on you just being like, dude. Heath Ledger's, like, he's like the Joker.
Nolan is a director for people who are high when they watch a movie.
Yeah,
that's
much.
Who he's. But then, like critics will praise it, and it sucks so much.
Because they're also all bad stupid. Movies. They're also
I did like Memento, and I loved Following.
I haven't seen
But Memento. Following is, like, his first movie, and it's the one that's black and white. Memento's fun. That's the one that's like the guy has memory problems, and so
I've
it keeps restarting, and it goes backwards.
Yeah. So Tenet is not. I mean, okay, spoilers for Tenet, but like, well, actually, I'm really not gonna spoil anything. It's just not that. I mean, it's like okay, it's a fun movie in the way that like Inception is a fun movie.
He's the protagonist, and he's named the protagonist.
I don't even really care about that.
I actually like that a lot. I actually like it a lot.
It's just one of those things where, like, people go like, wow, it's so low, and you're just kind of like, no, the movie just, you can fool anyone into thinking a time travel movie's good if someone isn't just pissed off by it.
Yeah.
If you don't piss someone off with the time travel.
Yeah, if you're not mad.
If you're not mad going like, what the fuck, fuck you, then you've done your movie right.
But in Inception, is he in the dream or not in the dream? That makes it smart.
Yeah,
that makes
was there
it
anyone
smart.
Was there anyone at the end of Tenet who was like, but is he time traveling or not?
I haven't seen it yet, I don't know.
You're going to have to watch it.
I'm going to have to watch it and find out. Oh my god!
But yeah, no, Inception is not really that smart of a movie.
No, it's again, one of the dumbest films made.
Okay.
It doesn't even work well as a dream movie. He sets out the whole thing of like, can't be too dreamlike.
Yeah,
you know, like
yeah,
that's
yeah.
all I so want from a dream movie.
So as a person who just watched this today, a lot of these points were cleared up, you know, a little bit, because I hadn't seen it in a little while. And yeah,
in
like people,
some might say a decade.
Well, I think I watched it like within a year or so, probably like a year ago for some reason. But I was mentioning it to Levi that Nolan gives himself an out. He explains that if you make the dreams too... What he says is if you change too many things, which they represent by making the city flip over, or making the buildings tall, or something stupid. If you change too many things, then your subconscious will know that you are not part of that person's dream, and they'll start to attack you. Which like, is to explain like why they have to hide...
Why they're not on unicorns with swords.
But really what it is that it is a Nolan movie and not like... the movie about being in a dream.
Yeah.
This is everyone's common complaint, is that, like, man, Nolan has no imagination. But it's like, well, it's not
really
that.
He wants to make his movie.
Yeah, it's not really that. It's just that Nolan wants to make his movie. He's not interested in making any other movies. He wants to make a movie where it's corporate thriller.
It's
corporate wars with like I said, sharp suits and dudes with guns, and they catch the bullet casings as they come out of the gun. Mm-hmm. He wants to have that movie, which, like, nothing against that. It's just that, again, you kind of go like, make a different movie. I don't know.
Find a way to make that.
The dream movie is not that,
should have dream logic and dream time, but it doesn't, which doesn't make sense.
The other thing that I thought was really interesting is that I was sitting there listening to them explain it, and they're saying, so they have this special drug that makes you sleep so super good, so that way you can go deeper and deeper into the dreams without being unsettled accidentally and woken up while you're in the middle of doing your little Inception trick. And what he says is, because they're explaining to Elliot Page, they're basically, because they were asleep, and he's like, well, we were in the dream for like an hour, but you're saying it's been 5 minutes. And so Joseph Gordon-Levitt says, well, your mind works faster when you're asleep, so it makes time go longer.
It makes time
seem longer, or makes, which is, again, like, if your mind is preoccupied, time's, in your normal life, time feels like it's going quicker.
Yes.
That's what everyone sort of, so in a dream, since your mind works faster, it makes time longer. No. And I was sitting there, I was really, like, stuck on that for
Nolan
so long. That doesn't make any sense.
Nolan half remembered how time feels to run to him at certain points in his life, where something interesting is happening, and you go back and it's like, oh, well, that was only 10 seconds, but since it was so interesting, my mind kept going like, remember this, so it feels like forever. And then he took that and he went, I guess I can have an infinite span of time if
what
I just
did,
tap into it.
What
it's
he did was he had a dream where he drove somewhere, but he didn't drive for 3.5 hours. He just remembered getting into the car and then getting out of the
this
car. So he went, whoa, the dream was really long. This must be how dreams
this
work.
This is an Inception-based podcast.
This is not an Inception-based podcast. But I didn't
also
assault
doesn't.
Levi.
You assaulted me.
The movie was just on.
That was an act of oppression.
I made a bunch of jokes because Levi got mad a bunch.
It was an act of oppression against me.
There are jokes that you can make that Levi will laugh at, and there are jokes that you will make that will make Levi angry. And the way to know which ones they are is, are they really dumb?
Do it. But also, this doesn't even get into the fact that Dunkirk was bad also.
I didn't see that, but also, I don't want to watch a movie where they glorify a retreat. It's like, come on!
Hey. Oh, you didn't watch 300. I mean, that wasn't really a retreat. That was more of...
They held the line, dude.
They held the line, yeah.
Only 300 of them
did
it!
Only 300 and they held the line, dude! Fuck yeah, dude!
300 of the
greatest, most... Oh, shit, they should make 300, like, 5 times.
They should.
Yeah, dude. That movie was awesome, actually.
But we're here to glorify something else today on this episode.
The Sacred Band of Thebes. Oh, so awesome, so righteous, so... No, Thebes, not 40. The Sacred Band of Thebes.
I thought you were saying Thebes.
Oh, Thebes, no.
Like the 40 Thebes.
So gay they were able to destroy Sparta. Great people, awesome, and it's so cool.
They were gayer than Sparta.
Yeah. No, it literally was, like, gay couples. And I remember, like, recently we dug up some kind of mass grave of the Sacred Band or something, and people were like, maybe they were just friends. Maybe they... were family. It's like, oh, dude, you do not know a lot about Greek history.
That's apparently, like, a lot of archaeology is just, like, looking at two skeletons that are the same sex and just being like, yeah, they were just buds that died.
Yeah, that's what I
did. Kissing.
Yeah.
They were just
that's
buds
why
that
I got into
kissing.
The field. That's why I got into the field, so when
so
we dig up corpses like that, I go like...
You're like, yeah, I'm part
nah,
of...
Nah, they straight.
I'm part of a homophobic revisionist movement that's trying to rewrite sexuality in
I'm part of the anti-sus campaign in anthropology. They'd be like, oh, these corpses gay as hell, and I'd be like, nah, they friends.
Nah, they was just buds.
They were
hanging
friends.
Out, and their wives is buried somewhere else, having a girl's night, while these guys were having a boy's night. They were having a boy's
this
night,
is...
and they died. I
a
like the
show
idea.
About
I like
Brooklyn
the idea not... of a corpse of corpses dying as they doing what they were doing when they died, and not that they were buried later after they died. Like no, they died kissing.
They died kissing, dude.
Yeah, we're here to glorify something else.
We're here to glorify
not whatever we were talking about before. It was a good segue, and we lost it because we were talking about.
So this, you know, segue Greeks what do the worst Europeans love to do when they become Americans? They love to become police.
Are you trying to say that the Irish are the worst Americans?
They would be the worst Europeans, and I realize I have to say no to that because
a lot of Brits and Anglos
came over, and they were the worst.
Are you saying the Irish were the worst Europeans?
They were pretty annoying, but they weren't the worst. The Italians came over. Hey, I've been clear. The Spanish are the worst.
Yeah, I was going to say, it really is a big competition for the Europeans to see which ones are the worst. They got over here as fast as they could. They're like, let's see how many we can kill real quick. I don't know why they talk like that.
That's how Europeans talk, dude. So fucking those sandwich bags of spoiled milk talk.
Well, you've probably heard us let it slip a few times. We're here to talk about everyone's favorite show.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine. This is TV for white people.
My name is Eric.
I'm Levi.
Man, that's a late title card if I've ever heard one.
Eric. Levi. We can do it later. You want to do it at the end now?
Hey, hold that thought.
I know you heard what we said, but pretend you didn't because it's going to come at the end now.
Yeah, cut that. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is a show about police officers.
Yeah.
I have not seen any episodes save for 1.5 episodes I just watched of the latest season.
This is going to sound like a bit. I think I've seen every season of this show.
Have you really? I've been watching the show.
The thing is that I've heard it's funny, and
I've seen bits from it that I thought were funny.
It's also, it just happens to be that it's also one of the most annoying TV shows on air. It can be both of those things.
It really does. Like this episode, okay, so I watched the first episode, we watched it together,
the first episode of
the new season. Levi's already seen all the episodes, so.
Yeah.
He loves cops, I guess.
I love I'm trying to remember what they're the 99 of. District?
Yeah, because they kept saying, like, we're the
99. Yeah, they're the 99. That's why it's Brooklyn 99.
I don't know why that...
Division?
I don't know why when I heard that, I was just like, why are they saying that?
Yeah, because they're the 99. You know how when you work in an office...
Yeah, I was just kind of like, what is that?
Guys do that at your work, you and your coworkers? You're just like, oh, dude, we're the Ocala Division. Ocala?
We do.
Yeah.
They do, actually.
Oh, God, no.
They call it the Ocala office.
Oh, shit. Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That you office put your hands and you're like, Ocala.
Yeah. Well, they don't do that. Nobody's that happy to be there.
Hey, but if you were cops in Brooklyn, dude, you'd be doing that. You'd be loving it.
Oh, my God. I'd be every time I do a team meeting like that, I would get my gun and, like, shoot it off in celebration. Hopefully there's no one above us. We're going to find out real quick that I was packing. Anyways.
It's a show about how there's actually no Irish cops. So.
Yeah, there are no Irish cops. There are Hispanic cops. Whatever Andy Samberg is. Jewish?
I mean, Samberg, he's got to be, right?
Yeah, probably German.
Right. It's gotta be Jewish of some kind.
Well, German.
He's in entertainment. He's gotta be a German Jew. Yeah,
a
German Jew. Yeah. Sure.
He's from the Sambergs.
Yeah, I loved him in Uncut Gems.
Or black.
Yeah, or hey, gay black. All right. Well,
no,
two
wait.
Kinds.
There's Terry Crews.
Yeah, Terry Crews is in there.
I like that his name is Terrence.
Yeah.
Terry Crews has been in stuff, but he's like, I just feel like being my name.
Yeah, sometimes they do that for actors, and it's weird every time, and I like it every time.
Do you think they take, like, a cut? They're like, all right, well, you're not really doing that much acting, so we're going to cut a little bit of your pay so you can have your name. If you want us to call you Andy, you get a less of a payout. He's like, that's fine. I'm not acting as much. I'm basically being me.
He's Jake. Andy Samberg is Jake.
I know, but I'm just saying in another movie.
Yeah.
Like on SNL, if they have a scene where they're pretending to be themselves, they go like, all right, well, we're like cutting your pay. You don't get $25,000 for this one.
That first episode of the new season might be one of the worst episodes of TV I've ever seen.
When you described it to me, my immediate thought was that whatever bullshit fucking psyop that they made into a sitcom where they were like, Che Guevara killed millions in Cuba or something. Yeah. I don't even remember it at this point because it's so long ago. And also, you know, I thought about like, oh man, we'll have to do this, that show for this, for this, for the podcast. And I was like, I've since thought about that and been like,
nah. Yeah.
One, no one knows what that show is. That show was literally made by the CIA.
I've seen that one scene from it.
That show was literally made by the CIA to fool like five people into not wearing a Che Guevara shirt.
Yeah, dude.
There's no one who's going to know. I don't even remember what that fucking show is called.
Okay.
All right, what's it called?
One Day at a Time.
Oh. That sounds like an older show.
I don't know, probably.
No, I mean, it just,
I think that it was like...
I'm not art. I'm just saying, like, that sounds like the
revived
title.
Revived it a couple times
that
or something.
That sounds like the title to a show, to a show that came out at the same time as, like, Family Matters.
Dude, yeah, it sounds like one of those 90s show where, like, a teen girl is...
Like, it's on ABC Family.
Yeah.
And it's about how a girl gets pregnant.
Yeah, and then it'll be like one of them where it's like she's 40 now, where it's like, oh no.
She tries to get an abortion, she kills her mom by accident.
Oh no!
And people are like, what? And that's what the whole movie is about. This whole show is, she's gotta hide her pregnancy and her dead fucking mom.
One of those shows from like the 90s where the woman's like 40 now, and then people will say her from that, and you're like, that's not a real show. Like,
It had 35 seasons.
It had 35 seasons in 1991, and it had a billion viewers every episode.
You're like, how many episodes per season? They're like, 28. You're like, what the fuck? How many fucking... How?
What the fuck?
I've never heard of this. They're like, it's still going. You're still going. What?
What? Are you sure? You, like, yeah, and she's playing like, a team still.
Were they having three seasons a year? What the fuck?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is... So this episode is very annoying.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's...
It was just like... And again, when we watched it, it definitely... Because we started that second episode, and none of that was in it.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, like, we didn't watch enough to really get into it, but...
But yeah, I really felt like this episode... More of the classic Nine-Nine of... they're not co-workers. They're family. And he goes, all right... I'm literally
imagining myself reaching for their sidearms. Just reaching for an officer service weapon. Like, yeah. I can use this better than you can. I will use this for its intended purpose.
It's like, I get it. I do wrong when I support it by watching it, but they're doing wrong by making it too, yeah. So.
and making it free to
making
watch.
Making free.
Pay for Hulu, which is amazing. Yeah. Yeah, that first episode really, like, after I got done with it, I was like, oh, well, this just seems like them being like, no, you're allowed to watch the show.
Yeah.
Like, we acknowledge that police are bad, but watch our funny show.
Literally calling your episode good one.
Yeah, I was like, dude, what? The good ones?
Like, that's...
Come on.
I don't know how they did it, but they made something that it's, like, impossible to mock, really, because you're just like, oh, no. You get it on some level. You must get
it. Yeah, you watch it and you're like, oh, you're in on it.
Yeah, you must be somehow in on it.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, so it, like, feels like irony and satire, but it's not. It's them, because they're like, our heckin' queer Tumblr fans will love this.
My favorite part was when... whatever, what was the female cop's name? It's like Andy Samberg's best friend. Rosa. Rosa. Yeah, because Amy was his wife.
Yeah, right. Amy's his wife.
My favorite part was when Rosa became a PI, because she's like, this is how I'll help people. And I'm like, oh, you became like the closest thing to like a cop in the private sector.
Mm-hmm. And then she gives...
Like, there are places you can go to work that just basically work with connecting people in need to like organizations that help them, like relief and then like welfare, mutual aid organizations. There are places you can go to work and
do that.
She's like, nah, I'm gonna go solve mysteries as a private investigator.
I'm gonna go into...
I mean, I'm gonna be going to a guy's house and making sure that he really broke his leg and is not trying to defraud the company with workers' comp.
I became a PI so I can solve the George Floyd murder.
That's right, yeah.
They literally bring up George Floyd. That was fucked.
They did, yeah. Yeah, they're like, I left because... I didn't leave because of you, Andy Samberg. It's not all about you, you stupid prick. I left because George Floyd got murdered. And you're like, dude, come on. What? Don't say that.
Those fucking writers should be blacklisted.
For real! Like, seriously. It's incredible. It's fucking insane. It's like, it ultimately just culminates in the show acknowledging that there is nothing you can do to reform or change the yes. system in any way. Because Andy Samberg is, the whole time, is basically like, he's not upset because this woman is, like, showing him up, or because, like, she's abandoned the cause. It's literally like, you are exposing me as being a fraud. Yes. I can do nothing.
Yeah.
Because I can't change this from the inside. Mm-hmm. We both came here to change it from the inside, and obviously I can't, and you're exposing that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you can't either, because the system is so mm-hmm. interwoven in this tight, impenetrable mesh that there is nothing you can do but get caught in it, and most likely destroyed. Because they, you know, they have this long, drawn-out scene where they go into, like, what it would take to... They bring this... They have this footage of this mm-hmm. police brutality that the sergeant or captain or whoever, like, deletes. And they go into this long, drawn-out thing about, like, well, if you try to fire them, then they're you know, they'll... Sure, they'll get suspended, but it'll be with pay. And meanwhile, yeah. like, they'll be able to countersue, and then there's this, and there's that, and there's this. And so by the end of the episode... All that is acknowledged is like, oh yeah, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Which is nothing.
Yeah. All that it shows is that cops are evil, but you're supposed to still go like, but not our good boy.
But not the ones we like. And yeah. And again,
good boy.
And
he's
again,
good.
And again, being like, oh, and the good ones are the ones who are like, one, doing nothing to change anything.
And two,
and actively trying yeah. to hide evidence.
Actively hid evidence.
Yeah.
It's not even like there was a fake out or anything. We're like, yeah. we still have the
because
evidence.
You want to know who's just done. Like, the real good cops are the ones who are basically killed by their coworkers for trying
real
to
good
possibly expose any sort of injustice.
Dorner.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
killed. Dude.
Yeah, and killed. You're right.
The fucking cabin.
Damn. Dorner was incredible because. He's like, I'm going to expose racism at LAPD by, admittedly, killing someone related to a lawyer. That was a weird bit from him.
Yeah,
but
like,
then, like...
Did he, like, kill, like, a cop's daughter or something?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Not the best victim he could have chose.
Hey, Chris, man, I got...
Hey, Chris,
I've got,
I got one note on that
there
one.
There was maybe, like, a press release. Yeah.
Well,
he really
I think he should have gone with the murder. I think that was the right choice and decision.
Maybe
go with
maybe
killing.
Maybe some more accurate targeting.
Yeah, exactly. But that was incredible when he's like, I'm going to expose the racism and show you how wrong you all are. And then, like, when the LAPD was like, no, he's not. What they did to show that was they just kept opening fire on black people.
Well, wasn't there
that
like a
was
thing
crazy.
Where it was like anyone, any truck they saw that resembled
every blue
his,
truck,
they were
they
just
blasted,
opening
yeah.
fire on it?
Yeah, any blue truck, they just shot.
We're like, we're not racist, we're not out of control, we are not like savages, and to prove it, we're gonna light this motherfucker up.
Yeah.
There he is!
Yeah, yeah, and every time we're like, a fucking month. It would be like, LAPD shot another truck again.
They thought it was Dorner.
They thought it was the guy
that,
who killed, like, one person.
You know what that... You know
rightfully
what that,
did that, too.
You know what that was? The LAPD had a hit list. And they were like, oh, we know how to go through these people. We're just gonna...
Oh,
we're gonna
honestly,
do,
that
we're
would
gonna
be
do,
good.
We're gonna do what they did in Afghanistan when they were looking for Bergdahl.
Yeah.
We're just gonna put on every complaint, while I was looking for Dorner...
Yeah,
I thought it was Dorner. That's why I had to wall bang an old lady with a fucking shotgun.
I thought you meant like they had
door.
I thought you meant like they were given a kill list. And they just realized like, oh my god, everyone in this kill list has a blue truck, dude. I think I got an idea.
Well, basically, okay, so that's
that would be a good idea.
Listening to a little podcast, the first one, known as Serial.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
she had that bit about Bergdahl, and that was one of the things they said was like every to get clearance for like any mission you were trying to do, you could just tack Bergdahl's name on it.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna try to
yeah.
find Bergdahl,
yeah,
and that was how you could get clearance. And you know, it's like okay, I don't know, whatever. That is supposedly the case. So I'm just like. The LAPD just had people they wanted to get rid of, and they're just like, yeah, we saw Bergdahl go into this guy's apartment, so we burned it to the fucking ground.
Mm-hmm.
Which also, did you read, like, any of the statements after they, like, burned his cabin to the ground? It's like the
nah.
police chief was like, this was not We did not set out to do this.
We didn't mean to do it.
We were left with no choice.
We didn't mean to do
it. This was not retribution. We had no choice but to do this. And you're like, why are you carrying, like, incendiary rounds? It's like, they had, like, something insane where it's like, why was it thermite charges used for this or something? Why did you guys have, like, flamethrowers? It's like an insane... We didn't mean to burn down half the forest.
We didn't mean to do that.
But we had to show him he couldn't get away.
Really? Really? You're mad at us? Really? I remember what my bit was before I was gonna say why I remember Tyrael was because I had that joke a few episodes ago about fighting podcasts, and it was that Sarah Koenig's voice wouldn't be the only thing serialized or something like that. So, Cops is gay in the show.
Yeah.
Number one, the captain. Number two, the bisexual cop. And then people
there's
also
a bisexual cop?
Yeah, Rosa is bisexual. There's a whole thing where they're like, oh, I need to come out as bi. And you're like, yeah, this one's going on the Tumblr, dude. Fuck yeah, dude. Oh my god, that moment. I'm gonna take that. I'm gonna get it as a clip. With the caption on it?
Jake Peralta is Polly.
And Jake Peralta is Polly, dude.
With their boss.
Jake Peralta is Polly with Amy and Joe Latruglio.
Yeah, Amy is Polly.
Yeah.
Jake Peralta is a cuck.
No.
He's gonna watch.
No! also,
I'm... What the fuck?
Yeah, dude, that's why I said no.
Yeah, I know.
That's when I negated your lie.
Shouting directly into the mic.
Yeah, the people needed
to know
the
truth. You know what I've learned trying to edit these? You just can't make that quieter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how small you make it. It'll just be loud, but
yeah,
at a lower volume.
Yeah, dude.
It's so awesome. As soon as it spikes out, as soon as it like levels out, like it's so big that it levels, you're just like, oh, this is just fucked.
Yeah,
this just,
yeah, that's the problem with spiking, dude.
This fucks down forever. Oh, that's great. Anyways, yeah, Jake's a cuck.
No. Wrong. Stop lying. I know. Stop lying about this show.
So, tell us more about your favorite show. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, your favorite show.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Before he tries to turn the wheel and say that, I don't know, Family Matters is his favorite show. I don't know
so, in Zeta Gundam.
They called him...
They called him...
Quattro...
Shaz Aznable in Gundam 79. And, of course, in things like Char's Counterattack and everything else, but in Zeta Gundam, they call him Quattro Vagina, because that's what he's identifying as for some reason. And he keeps going, I know my friend Char Aznable, and I think what he would say, and everyone's like, that's you, dude.
Speaking of Afghanistan, I was talking about Bergdahl. Imagine if we spent 25 years bombing Afghanistan because we were looking for Mafti. What the fuck kind of name is that for a terrorist?
Hey, first of all, Mafti's the organization.
But he also is
Hathaway.
Mafti. But Hathaway was calling himself Mafti
he
also.
He is Mafti Aaron Nuev, I think?
That's Nueva? A fucked up... Man, they're all fucked up names.
Yeah, it's awesome. Gundam names are fucking great. I love them.
We should call them a bingo.
Bingo. I mean, that's basically what we did in Afghanistan, you know? We just kept bombing it until we stole all the heroin that we wanted. And we went, that guy we wanted isn't here anymore. Peace out.
Yeah, the guy we wanted isn't here. We went to his house. We totally killed the shit out of him. We threw him into the ocean. We didn't get any video of it. And then all the seals died.
That
somebody
war
was, I was listening to
has gone on my
that
whole life.
Insane.
I could ask any of my friends what that war's about. They will not know.
Well, 9/11.
That's a different one.
Didn't we go to Afghanistan because of 9/11?
Yeah, I think so, actually.
The whole reason we're over there is all 9/11.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was listening to a podcast about, like, 9/11.
All right. Cool it. This is a podcast. Oh, when you go to the movies, you want to see Batman go into a seat in the theater and watch Spider-Man.
There are plenty of movies where they do that. There are so many movies. Have you not seen a Tarantino film?
Oh, this isn't Tarantino. This is Marvel, all right?
You think it's... Oh, you think this is Marvel?
I think...
You think this is Marvel and not just, like, Reservoir Dogs level of budget?
Dude, this is Disney's Mulan, dude.
This is not that level of popularity or budget.
This is Disney's Mulan. In the way that I do propaganda for China, dude! Fuck yeah, dude!
Cut that.
Put more of that in.
What was I saying?
I don't know, man. That this is for... That what we do is essentially what Tarkovsky was doing when he made Stalker. That's what you were saying. In the level,
cool.
In the level of art.
Stalker's pretty cool.
Stalker is good. I haven't seen all of it. What I have seen is that movie by that same guy where they go to another planet, and that planet uses his memory to remake his wife. And the thing about that movie... Tarkovsky has like a 16-minute scene where you just watch a highway.
That's awesome.
No, it's a, and it's
awesome.
A color movie. That scene, black and white.
That's awesome.
And there's
well,
just
how
no
many colors
given.
Is a highway? Yeah, you know.
I guess not many.
They got that new Stalker video game coming out.
Oh yeah.
Or they released a trailer for it. So
yeah.
So
you know, I should watch the rest
like
of Stalker.
3 years. Afghanistan's pretty cool.
So, Jay Peralta, at least from the Tumblr and the Twitter and the TikTok teens, is also called bisexual for some reason. And I don't know why.
That probably just
That
seems
doesn't
like
happen
that.
In the show.
Well, he's probably queer-coded.
He's queer-coded. A little effeminate bitch.
Jesus.
That's what it is! That's what that means!
Levi is gunning so hard to be canceled. He wants it so bad.
I'm gunning for Annie Samberg to be bullied so hard he quits the show, and they have to make me the new good cop.
What's up, guys? I'm Jake Peralta! I'm Detective Jake Peralta! And they're like, how come you look different, are a different height, have different hair, you talk different? You don't have his mannerisms or really try to affect any of those at all.
Why are you like 20 years younger but somehow look older?
You're like,
that was not my
really
fault.
Rude.
That was not my fault. He looks like a teenager somehow.
You know, I will say this. They do all, besides the ones that dress in uniforms, obviously, they do all dress like cops. Remember that picture from like a year ago where like it was all the cops and it was like the subway cops?
Yeah, that was awesome.
They all had their hands in their pockets and like half of them just couldn't. Their faces were so fucked up that their masks wouldn't quite sit right on their faces. Uh-huh. They all dress exactly like Jake Peralta and Rosa. That's what they all look like. I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
Why do they all dress like that?
Because...
They look like cops.
That's what old people...
Did they just give up?
That's what old people think gay youth look like. That's what.
Yeah, they're all wearing leather.
That's what's going to be my leather. Brooklyn Nine-Nine. They're all in the full leather outfits.
They're wearing the leather straps.
Yeah, and it changes. Mainly, they're all in, like, you know, a Canadian tuxedo is, like, the denim shirt, denim jacket, denim jeans, that kind of thing.
Why is
it's
that
like,
Canadian?
Because it's, like, the rural Canadians would wear it because it gets cold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's other reasons, but whatever. It would be like that, except fully leather. Just, like, leather jacket, leather shirt, leather pants, leather boots. But then it's also the gay captain would be just in chaps and the little...
You'd have one of the cops is just in a full gimp suit.
Yeah. Joe Latroglio just in a gimp suit. Yeah, dude. That's what mine is. And it's... I'm gonna get the... The fucking bloated corpse of Kenneth Anger to direct it. I don't see how Kenneth Anger's still alive. He's barely holding on, but he is.
Hey, if Kissinger's still alive, then
anyone has a chance.
Hold on, yeah, seriously. Well, apparently not everyone. McCain couldn't fucking hold out another fucking 6 years.
That was so funny.
That was really funny.
I loved it when, like, he got that brain cancer or whatever, and his last thing was he had to go vote against healthcare or whatever.
How are you going to let Biden outlast you? That motherfucker's rounding the drain as we speak.
Also let fucking Ginsburg, RBG, outlast them.
And Feinstein.
The frailest human
Feinstein
beings in the world, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like a fucking... They're like fucking...
The Vietnam like gave him...
porcelain statues.
Yeah, the Vietnam gave him spa treatment for the whole war. The Vietnam... Vietnam did acupuncture to McCain for the war.
Why are politicians just like terracotta sculptures that just sit in D.C.?
Well, you know that group of unearthed Chinese statues that's like the terracotta warriors or whatever? Every now and then, 40 years prior to when they're needed, we sprinkle water on them. This is also why all of our politicians are inherently cruel and vicious individuals. because the only form of politic they know is Chinese legalism. And even that was only half explained to them while they were beaten like dogs.
While taking the civil exam.
while taking the civil exam. So basically, that's the reason. It's also because in our dead American culture, the only thing that's taught to all of us is paranoia. And so they
think... Dude, I got that.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time that... Okay, I have this thing that I do where I have to, like, deprogram myself while I drive. Mm-hmm. Because I have to be like, well, like, no one's doing this. There's no reason for anyone to be doing this. While I drive down the road, if anyone takes, like, a single turn that's the same as, like, a turn I'm taking, I'm immediately just like,
they're following me. I'm being followed.
And so I have to sit there and, like a mantra repeat it to myself, like, no one would be doing that. You have no reason for anyone to be doing that.
Oh, my God.
You know nothing that no one else knows.
So it's like pulling out backward. I, like, obviously.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. obviously, I stop at the end of my driveway and everything. I'm sitting there. As I'm, like, getting up to the end of my driveway... today coming over here, someone just like honked on their horn fucking 4 times going past. And it was just like the weirdest thing where it's like, I'm not gonna hit you. What the fuck are you doing? Do you think I'm just flying out of my
driveway? The fact that you would dare to continue rolling is like, yeah, it's like challenge to them. But also it's like, dude, come on.
But I wasn't even really continuing to roll. I was just like coming out towards... Like
you weren't even coming street. Out of the road. You
yeah, no,
even,
like, exactly. I was just driveway. Yeah, you I was in the driveway,
rolling up to the end. So now, because your Levi's driveway has like a bunch of trees and shit, so you kind of have to get to the end just to be able to like
fully see.
So you weren't even like you weren't even out there. You were just to the edge. And
yeah,
was this person coming by like on that side of the road as the driveway, or were they opposite the street?
Yeah, like coming down where it has like that where you corner. Can't really see it fully.
Yeah.
But that's the other part of it, that it's like after those four that they even like went past me. So it's just like, they just see the lights.
They saw the lights and just like beat you.
And went, fuck you! I need to go! I'm like, I'm not gonna hit you, dude. I'm not out.
Which also, like, why is the solution... Like, well, I'm not gonna stop.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, oh, these honks will definitely, like, it's like, no, I don't know where they're coming from. I don't know what's going on. I'm just hearing honking.
I'm just getting honked.
Theoretically, if I'm just pulling out and I just hear honking, is my first reflex to stop? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But why is your first reflex just to keep going?
Yeah, dude, it was weird.
Yeah, people are assholes.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I always forget to use the horn on my car.
Yeah, same.
People do, like, insane shit on the road all the time. We live in Florida, so, like, nobody knows how to drive.
Yeah, it's twice
as
week.
I mean, I paid my instructor to get my license.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, no, it's just, like, the worst driving out here. And
yeah, it's awesome.
They just do insane shit, and every single time I'm just kind of like, what am I supposed to do? Can I kill them? But it's like, no, you can honk on your horn. That's what you're... That's your concession. They almost killed you.
That's what you get to do.
You kind of be a little annoying from a distance.
A little annoying to them.
But you know what's really annoying?
Cops.
Brooklyn
the pigs.
Guys. Yeah.
The pigs. They can be doing anything else. They don't have to be... I sent it to you in a message. One of the funniest aspects of this show is that, like, their mortal enemy... is public defenders.
Yeah, you said that, and that was like,
not even like
really
private funny. Lawyers, anything. Public defenders.
Yeah.
Which, who are rich in the show somehow.
Yeah. supplied most, by the state
yeah.
to make sure that a person can't complain when they go to jail.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
When they get the fucking book thrown at them.
You would legitimately do better to defend yourself than to have a public defender. That's not even like
the only reason they advise you not to defend yourself is to keep the public defender program around. Yeah.
Like, if you know just the first two things about the law, if you've watched a private lawyer on TikTok, that would be better than getting, and it's not their fault, obviously. Public defenders are given like 20 cases to go over in 20 minutes, and they expect for everything to go fine for these, for like 14-year-old black girls who are charged with like, oh, they stole a bubble gum, maybe, from a gas station.
Yes, the defendant has been charged with a co-conspirator in the plot to bring down the trade centers. Like, this child wasn't born when that happened. Yeah, we think she had something to do with it. We'd like to send her to jail for 300 years.
Well, I've reviewed the facts of the case from our end, and it looks like you're right, so she should go to jail forever. Like, that's public defending, man.
Yeah, I do agree that my client did try to kill the Sun King and ruin his immortal reign.
There is not a public defender with a net worth above a McDonald's McChicken. But this show is like, they're villains who protect crime. Protect crime, and for that they're given millions of dollars and cocaine.
Did they just like mix it up with like normal lawyers?
They might have, to be honest.
Like a prosecutor or something? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, and so like there's a whole arc where he dates a girl who's Jake Peralta. Mr. The Berg.
It's cool that like lawyers are just like universally like there's no such thing as like a good lawyer, because it's like mm-hmm. prosecutors like, well, you put innocent people in jail. And then a defense attorney is like, oh, well, you're letting the guilty ones out.
Yeah, dude.
You can't win as a lawyer.
There's been one good lawyer in history. Maximilian Robespierre. So
went a little overboard.
No!
That's what they say.
No!
You went a little overboard.
No, first of all,
give us the lowdown.
All right.
Robespierre.
So, did he do some weird stuff? Yes, he tried to start a church. That's a little strange.
Hey, everybody was doing it back then.
No, they weren't.
Yeah, they were, dude.
This was after they were all doing it.
What do you call it, Protestants?
So it's like, was that a little weird when he was like, all right, the Catholics are, fuck the Catholics. They're doing shitty stuff. The Pope's being an ass.
Okay, if that's my solution, basis on which he started a church, that's pretty justified.
I mean, yeah.
The Catholics sucked.
Yeah, he was right.
They sucked the worst back then.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they actually continued pretty much maintaining the same level of how much they sucked throughout all of history.
The problem with this being there was,
well,
this is going to get
like
super
back
deep.
Back then they like ran Asians, so I guess they probably maybe sucked worse then.
I don't know if I should get super deep into the historical events of the French Revolution, but there was the war in the Vendée. The Vendée region being like the countryside, who are like, well, fuck you guys, we like religion. And so they killed like 100,000 or a million motherfuckers.
Jesus.
Out there. Yeah, no, it was bad, war in the Vendée. Because it was kind of a counter-revolution, but then you go, hey man, I don't know, maybe just don't go after the church so hard. But the church also asked for it. Because the church would be like,
the church
hey,
is always asking
fuck
for
you,
it.
We want the money. And then you'd just be like, no, I'm saying no one can get this money from the peasants anymore. So it's a lot. Robespierre also killed Danton. That was bad. So he did like a couple bad things. All right, I guess. He killed that one guy who ran a newspaper that kept going like, the queen fucks her son, and that's why she's evil, and then accuse her of, like, stealing jewels that she didn't.
Sounds like he went a little overboard, just like people said.
But mostly he did good stuff. He killed all the Girondists. That was awesome.
And
that's
also
hilarious.
And also, when people say that he went overboard, they mean he killed the rich.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whenever they're talking
the thing
about it,
is,
they're like, yeah, and then he killed all the rich people. What was up with that? And they're like, that was the point!
Yeah, that was
the fucking
point.
Target!
Yeah. the thing is, when people are like, and Robespierre was bad, it's because they take in propaganda from the White Terror directly after. That was like, everything that went before this was awful and you all hated it, and none of you had fun during it.
They're like, not all that ruled. I was buying blood.
Oh, the first time I got to eat in my life, I hated that? I don't know that that's true. And then, like, the people who were governing after that were just like, nah, you hated that shit. And you're all not allowed to say he was cool. And you're not allowed to say Danton was cool.
If I catch any of you saying that he was cool.
Yeah. But mostly, he did good stuff and was awesome.
What would your episode of, your ideal episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine look like?
My ideal episode... They're all kinksters now. They're all in BDSM, which will get the Tumblr teens on our side.
I was going to say, check your Tumblr.
That is our market. Posts. That is the market of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, that just reminded me.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, it's time for our weekly Dolezal watch.
It is time for our weekly Dolezal watch, and this is a fucking big one, dude.
Yep.
Dolezal OnlyFans
has created an OnlyFans just in time for OnlyFans to ban porn.
Right? That's awesome, dude.
So fucking hilarious.
That's so cool.
She's still not on the podcast. That.
Here's the thing. She's not on the podcast. Here's what I was thinking. So, when you subscribe to an OnlyFans, This isn't true.
Yeah, explain it for those
for
of us who
all
have
models.
It.
This isn't true for all models, but I think when you subscribe, you are able to message the models. Dolezal's OnlyFans, when I checked it, was set for $5 a month when she starts next month.
That's so fucked up. We're gonna have to go. We're not gonna make a fucking dime off of this fucking podcast. We're gonna have to go to the negative before we can actually start fucking making money off
this. Baby, we're already in the negative.
That's right, we bought the fucking mics. And the fucking podcast
hosting
service.
Yeah, dude, and the client.
I'm gonna fucking hang myself.
Barry.
I'm gonna do that.
First of all, you have to say unalive. That's how the teens get away with saying they'll kill themselves.
You know, when I saw that so often on TikTok, and the captions on TikTok are sometimes wrong.
Yeah.
So I thought
it's
that,
to get away with
I thought
things.
That there was just an algorithm that just when it heard kill, it said unalive automatically.
No. That'd
I was
be
like,
awesome.
I was like, why are these
that'd
captions
so good.
Always wrong
that'd
if a person's
so cool,
typing
dude.
Them? Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, I guess TikTok just does that.
Yeah.
It's very cute.
Yeah, so all I'm saying is if we give Dolezal $5 a month, we might be able to ask her if she joined the pod, dude.
That would fucking rule. That would be so
It might
awesome.
All be coming together. It might all be finally coming together.
It might really just be a glorified cameo thing. Like a cameo app appearance.
I would also pay for a cameo to get...
What show would you... If she could only be on for one episode of the pod, what show would you want to talk about with Rachel Dolezal?
Cosby Show. Hey, you know who else is out of prison? Bill Cosby, actually. Actually, wheels are turning now.
Oh
we
God.
Might be able to get a whole round table in on
There's
this one.
No way. Absolutely no way.
Oh, what's he doing with his time? Being free?
He doesn't have OnlyFans. There's no way to contact him.
I'm sure if you call his lawyer up, and you have to be very clear, I'm not one of the women.
I don't have any allegations.
I don't have an allegation for
don't
you.
Don't hang up.
Do not hang up. I don't have an allegation
for you. Come on a podcast and talk about the Cosby Show.
Hey, Cosby's lawyer would also be a fun get for me. I'd be okay with that too.
A man no one knows.
Hey,
you get one of our friends.
Cosby knows
him.
Yeah. Delete where you said we could get a friend to play. And then let's do that. Make sure to delete that.
Do you really want me to delete it? Or
no,
you...
I'm joking.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not joking. Make sure to delete that so they don't know when Mr. Cosby's lawyer's on. That's not the real lawyer.
So what is your... We talked about it a little bit. What does your ideal episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine look like, my dude?
So, instead of wearing a police uniform now, Captain Holt's gonna
be... Oh, they're
be
all dressed up as postal workers.
No. Captain Holt is gonna be in a white blazer, white pants, a very tight red shirt. He's going to be wearing aviator sunglasses. And when he addresses them, he's not going to say, like, officers or whatever. He's going to be like, boys, we got a mission. Yeah.
Who is this supposed to be?
That's Captain Holt. That's Andre Broughton, the black gay...
No, I mean, who is he? Why is he dressing up like this?
Because that's rad.
Oh,
that's
rad. Okay. I thought this was a reference or something. Okay.
Nah. Right. I mean, it's Miami Vice-ish, I guess.
Is the Gimp still going to be there? Is there still going to be
a... Yeah, Joe LaTruglo is just a Gimp now.
Just lead him around on a leash.
Yeah, dude. He's
is
always
that,
asking him pour a candle wax on him.
To say?
What? Gimp?
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably.
See it in Pulp Fiction.
Hey, I don't think Pulp Fiction is a good place to determine if things are problematic or not. I can think of one very good scene to show you. Maybe don't look to Pulp Fiction and Tarantino for what's problematic. There's...
What about Hateful Eight? What about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where he had to have like a 10-minute scene to be like, I fucking hated Bruce Lee.
That was so funny.
What was up with that?
That was so weird.
What did Tarantino, the man who had never met Bruce Lee...
Yeah, guess what? He didn't meet that lady Manson killed. Manson had other people killed.
Yeah,
Manson's been very clear. He didn't meet that lady, but guess what?
Yeah,
he was like, she was a perfect angel.
Yeah, but
I'm going to save her.
Everyone who gives a handjob to Hollywood loves Sharon Tate.
Yeah.
What did he have? What kind of person never
a
meets a guy
or
to
something
have
before?
Something against a guy?
Yeah, no, it's
a
so
guy
funny.
Who was also like killed, right?
Yeah, dude, wasn't white.
That's right. It's Tarantino.
It's Tarantino.
Why is Tarantino like a weird psycho?
I don't know, but True Romance is one of the best movies there is. Doesn't have a thing.
Is that Christian Slater?
That's Slater. Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, dude, that's his best work.
I gotta see it.
Jackie Brown's also good.
I gotta finish Jackie Brown.
Robert De Niro's so good in Jackie Brown.
Robert De Niro's pretty good.
Robert De Niro's also good in Joker, and I'm gonna be the white Joker. when they let me put Brooklyn Nine-Nine on, and that's what the episode's gonna be about. Instead of doing the thing that the people are like, they don't have to be cops, all right? They can just be a different workplace. They can be postal workers. They can do whatever. Which I'm also writing.
At its core, though, that is really what Brooklyn Nine-Nine is about. It's just like a workplace.
Yeah.
So many shows are just like, yeah, what if a workplace was fun? You didn't want to kill yourself.
It's the reverse of where most shows with police are like a procedural and then they add something. Instead, this is a workplace show,
SVU, a procedural, and they added rape.
Yeah, exactly. They were the first thing to do it.
They were. I don't think they had that in the OG Law and Order.
Yeah, Brooklyn Nine-Nine is about how your boss is your dad, and you love him, and maybe you want to have sex with him? But he's definitely your father.
They literally say that in that second episode of the season 8.
Yeah, dude.
Like, Jake Peralta is literally like, you're my dad, and
yeah.
he says his wife
he calls
is his
him
mom,
his dad multiple times,
which
yeah.
are like... Gross.
His wife.
Yeah, maybe. he says his wife is his mom.
That's weird.
Yeah, he goes like Rosa's like my mean older sister. Captain Holt is my dad, and you're like my mom. And she's like, what? He's like, what did I say?
You know what? That's
like,
a good
gross.
Bit for the show. So that's fine. But
gross.
But yeah, no, it's about working through your weird Oedipal. fixations with your boss.
It is pretty gross.
Yeah, dude.
Anyways, in our version,
management's
show,
not your friend, nor should it be your father figure.
Yeah,
the person
version,
is like, you
version,
will not be paid today.
Yeah, in our version of the show, Captain Holt treats his subordinates like shit.
Yeah, and they have to stop me
because he's the captain. He's awful. Everyone hates
our
him.
Version
he's
the of
worst
the show.
Cop he could be.
Our version of the show is Apocalypse Now. Except in America, and I'm the white Joker. And they gotta stop me. They gotta stop me from speaking truth to the masses.
I feel like that could get... Oh, wait, so you're hiding out in, like... You're hiding out in, like, the rural South. We gotta go deep down into, like, Alabama.
Yeah, that's it.
They're like, the police don't go down here because them country boys won't let you in.
Yeah.
You have to be very clear, because it's like, no, we're not being racist.
This isn't race, or they're gay, or whatever.
It's the Klan down here. So, Don't get it twisted.
Also, not only is it like, not only is it like Rose is bisexual, Holt's gay or whatever, they also keep talking about how they're all, everyone else is asexual now. They all keep talking about it.
You've got like the narration, like Andy Samberg's doing like the narration.
Yeah.
Like, they're saying that everyone's bisexual now. Or, sorry, they're saying everyone's asexual.
They're saying, no, I like that, they're saying everyone's asexual now, but I, they're saying everyone's bisexual now, but I just asexually poured, hot wax all over Joe Latruglio's back.
He loved it.
And he loved it.
As I got deeper and deeper down the river, I realized...
Chelsea,
I was bisexual.
Chelsea Peretti's back for this one.
We brought her back. She's a bisexual icon.
She's Harley Quinn now.
I do really like the idea of him just like in a, he's like in an airboat going down like a fucking, he's going down like a fucking river delta in the Mississippi. And it's just fucking loud as shit.
Hey, what I like is we're doing Ray Liotta impressions.
We are! I was trying to remember the narration to fuck, but yeah, I'm just talking like him in Goodfellas. He's like, yeah. Ever since I can remember, now I can't even do it.
Ever since I can remember, I always wanted to be a cop.
An asexual cop.
I always wanted to be an asexual detective.
What we're really
And
doing,
now they're telling me really... I have to kill White Joker.
We're doing
I don't want to do that.
We're doing our impression of the Ray Liotta impression that the pigeons do in Animaniacs. We're like barely doing a Ray Liotta impression. You can probably do a better Joe Pesci, though.
I'm Joe Pesci.
Oh, man.
I'm funny, funny how?
Funny
kind of funny.
What do you mean when you say that?
Are you telling me I'm my cousin Vinny? I have to fuck Marissa Tomei. I'm my cousin Vinny.
Are you saying Marissa Tomei's hot?
Are you saying Marissa Tomei would end up with a guy like me? 4'9", pudgy, lawyer who's out of practice?
Gotta get more character actors. Character actors are great.
Yeah, dude.
I just like taking, like, just, like, the weirdest looking freaks you've ever seen.
Dude, they're calling me Paul Giamatti of my generation.
So he's going down the river.
I'm trying to have the career of Paul Giamatti, and I'm trying to be high. Like,
I couldn't hear myself think because the airboat was too loud.
Like, the airboat was too loud.
I was asexual as AF. Asexual AF.
But I knew that I was one of the good ones.
He's like cleaning up. That's what the movie's called. It's called The Good Ones. Mm-hmm. One of the good ones.
The Good One, Fellas.
It's our modern retelling.
The Good One, Fellas, a Brooklyn Nine-Nine story.
It's our modern retelling of Apocalypse Now, or
Heart
of Darkness.
Or Spec Ops The Line.
Is that what the Spec Ops The Line is?
Yeah.
What if Bright was just a retelling of Apocalypse Now? That'd be fun.
This is going to blow your mind.
I'm trying to remember. The orcs.
Didn't David Ayer do Bright?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
God, what a fucking terrible filmmaker.
You love Bright.
I love Bright. I did. This is not a joke. That movie was awesome.
I fuck around and say, like, Levi's favorite show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Levi actually likes Bright.
Yeah, it was so bad.
I don't understand it.
It was so bad. I loved it.
Yeah, it's not like a thing where you're like, no, I think it's good, actually.
Yeah, no, I think Max Landis should be imprisoned for the rest of his life. I think Ayer shouldn't be allowed to make movies.
Oh, did Landis write it? Is that what
Yeah, Landis wrote it.
Landis should be put in prison.
Yeah. For this, and not the allegations against him. He should be in prison for what John Landis did when he killed those kids.
What?
God, End of Watch is an okay movie.
Is End of Watch the one that's got like Michael Pena
Gyllenhaal? Yeah, Gyllenhaal.
For the longest time I saw The Raid, that's what I thought people were talking about. Everyone's just like, dude, The Raid is awesome. Those scenes where they're clearing the rooms, that's incredible. And I was like,
yeah, and so
okay,
yeah, and
that's like a really good movie.
Is the one where they're cops, and Jake Gyllenhaal takes Michael Pena out into the field, and he's like, I just can't quit you, and they do the farming or herd cattle or whatever, and they're like, wow, this mountain's so broke. The back of this mountain so broke.
It broke his back.
It broke my back, Michael Pena. Yeah, and that's what that movie's about.
I'll call that movie Blew His Back Out Mountain.
Blew his back. That is what they should call it. I've only read that short story, and my feeling on that short story is, hey, you know what gay sex in the ass is like in a very hot environment when you've done a lot of work? I'll tell you this, it's not clean. This notion the short story seems to have of a romanticization of, listen, of anal sex. Listen,
all sex gets messy. It's just, you don't want to think about it. If you keep reminding people of it, they're not going to want to do it. But a specific
sex up the ass is a little more messy.
A specific sex up the ass. We were doing a specific sex up the ass. Just like the, what is it? Is it The Big Sleep, or is it another one where, like, Humphrey Bogart's talking to that woman?
Oh, that's Big Sleep.
And he's just like, you're going to wear those?
You're going to wear those the whole time? So good.
I remember watching that and just being blown away. I was like, yeah, dude, whoa!
Out of nowhere.
This is so, whoa, what an insane line.
Yeah, dude.
And you know that everyone was like, oh yeah, tell her to take them off, take off the glasses.
I can't remember if he says it in the movie too or just the book, but I do love when Philip Marlowe in that just goes like, she tried to sit in my lap while I was standing up to the fucking old man about his daughter.
You used to be able to just say stuff like that.
Yeah, dude. You used to just be like, yeah, your teen daughter's a whore.
That, you know, it's really funny. It's funny that people... occasionally you'll have people be like, ah, man, it was way better back in the day. But it's like, it really what it was is that people were just insane back then. Yeah. You didn't have to care at all. It was just like, it was like, you just came out of the war, you just saw like the freshest hell you'd ever seen in your life, and you came back home and everyone was just entirely oblivious to it. And you're just like, my God, I'm going to go insane every day of my fucking life. And then they do MK Ultra to you.
And then they do MK Ultra, dude.
They're like, no, we're not done. We've got fresher hells to invent.
For our Brooklyn Nine-Nine, because we need to finish it up quick, I was thinking...
We pretty much got it.
You know, well, I was going to say, you know what people sometimes critique on that show is that it's cop show. Cops. Well, number one, it's a cop show at all. But number two... when they're like, it's propaganda, which it is.
Yes.
To be clear, it is.
Like, almost like, unabashed.
It doesn't impress me that it's got this diverse cast. It don't impress me much that it's got a diverse cast, because it's still about policing. Police are still brutal, all that. And it's like, oh, you know what? If it's not impressing them that they're like, we paid this black man to say he's a gay cop. And if it's not impressing them that they're like, we paid these Latinas to say that they're cops, and also we paid one of them to say she's gay. What that means is they should all be straight white men. And that's how we make it woke, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, dude. I think that's how we have to make it woke, dude. You know how everyone's like, we need diversity and all that. Instead, we should show the reality. What are cops?
They're like black cops.
Nah, I don't think that's right. I famously... in Fuck the Police, Ice Cube says, and don't let it be a white and a white one, because that's the only kind of cops they is. That's how that song goes, dude.
Is that what they said?
There's no way to check this.
Wow, I'm so far from my keyboard. There's no way I can.
There's no possible way to check it. So they're all Irish pigs again. They're all...
just the fattest cops you've ever seen. Just truly never before have you seen such a rotund band of merry fellows who just love being cops. They do that thing that they did in old movies where, like, the violence is, they're just like, oh, we're not even gonna make any of these fights look realistic. So the guy walks by and just kind of bonks him on the head. Bink! the or when theme they song. Fight, they when they fight, they like broadcast a punch for 3 hours with the longest wind up you've ever seen, and then they just throw their entire body yeah. into it, and it just knocks the guy fresh onto his ass, just into like 13 garbage cans.
The most telegraphed punch you ever yeah. watched,
and it sends him and all of his buddies down 9 flights of stairs. Everyone's going fucking Super Saiyan.
The
10.
Theme song, instead of being the da 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 da, is gonna be the most Irish song there is. Which is House of Pain's Jump. Pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. I came to win, battle me, that's a sin. It's just gonna be a bunch of, like, the baddest Irish cops you've ever seen. Just over, pack it up, pack it in, let me begin. Oh, and so it's like, bouncing around, throwing each other into the evidence room and doing all the coke in the evidence room.
Just you the see, most insane cop. It's literally just like a cop version of Goodfellas.
You see Andy Samberg, like, putting pictures of something from the evidence room into his jacket, and he's like, hold on.
Ever since I could remember, ever I since wanted I can to be remember, a cop.
I always wanted to hide.
But unfortunately, I wasn't really Irish, so they wouldn't let me be a full-fledged cop. I had to be a covert informant.
Ever since I remember, I always wanted to hide my pedophilia by saying I'm a cop.
But I wasn't Catholic, so they wouldn't let me in.
It's so funny that we wouldn't give the Irish job, so what we decided they had to do was we decided they had to give us tickets. We were like, we can't trust them. Dude, we can't trust these stupid motherfuckers to work in factories, so I guess all we can do is trust them to write me a letter when I kill someone.
We're gonna have to be the worst we can to these pricks, so they just become the most ruthless bunch of skullcrackers we've ever fucking met.
Oh, because we watched Congo. Because we watched Congo.
Oh, Congo's so good.
They evolved the Irish like apes to be perfect for being cops. I can't believe you're making me say this right now. You made me say that about the Irish. You know that the Irish are my favorite Europeans. The only ones I respect.
Ever since I could remember, I always wanted to be a cop.
Ever since I couldn't remember, I always wanted to write a citation for noise complaints at 2 a.m.
Ever since I could remember, I always wanted to bash a man's brains in for crossing the street illegally. If you cross the street illegally, you get a baton across the forehead.
Ever since I can remember, I always wanted to show up when a husband's beating his wife and then stand there for 2 minutes and go, "Ah, I don't know," and leave.
The jails are just, like, explicitly only used to keep, like a drunken brawler in for a night. But otherwise they're empty because all the punishments are like, we're going to beat you up and then throw you into a bunch of garbage bags. Just on the ground, you're going to get thrown into a dumpster and be like, hey, you can rest there in the night, and then they just stroll off to eat donuts.
The jails have literal revolving doors into them. Because they're like,
you better stay, you better just settle in, you're going to be there tonight.
Where are the ones committing the crimes?
All right, now it's my turn.
Why would we want to really lock ourselves up? Where are the ones committing the crimes?
We're not trying to lock ourselves in all night. I gotta get hold of the missus.
That's so funny.
That's pretty much an episode.
Yeah, that's pretty much an episode. They'll have to fight me, White Joker, who's spreading the truth to the population. And that's why it's, like, whatever that Vietnam movie, I already said the name of it.
Apocalypse Now.
How did I forget that?
When they get there, they're like, oh my god, he's convinced all these Irishmen to follow him.
Yeah, he's convinced the Irishmen that when we pretend crime is a physical resource, that we're wrong.
You just walk out of, like, your little hut that you're living in, you're just fat as shit, just hair slicked back. You have makeup on. You just look insane. Everyone's like, what the fuck?
A Hawaiian shirt that, like, I cannot close.
Yeah, it's like buttons are just bulging and then just not buttoned over your stomach at all. Just super fat. You're just talking about the shittiest fucking Irish accent. Or you could be talking like Brando, that'd be pretty funny too.
Honestly, that's the fucking life, dude. That's the life I want. I want slick back hair. I want an open Hawaiian shirt. I want
deep in
like
the rivers of or deep in the jungles. Yeah, dude.
I want to be a guy who's just wearing bathing suit bottoms all the time. That's the fucking life. That's a dream, man.
You just want to live like kind of a short walk from your corner store that you go to every fucking day.
They call me the White Rick Ross. Not because I rap, because of how I look and dress. Shout out to all the pair.
Shout out to all the pair.
That is one of the biggest, I briefly mentioned it here, one of the biggest bits of propaganda in the show and in general in America is that everyone acts like crime is this resource, that there's a certain amount of crime that happens by the crime people, and we need cops to protect us from the crime men. And it's like, dude, you smoke weed. That's what's being talked about when they're like, we need to crack down on crime. It's you. You're the crime.
It is really fun. It's always treated as like this year we're gonna crack down on the crime. Last year we let the crime get a little too carried away with the crime.
But we're gonna crack down on the crime people this year.
This time around, probably gonna be a little bit tougher on it, I think.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, is that what it is?
They also act like all crime is the same, both in the show, especially in the show, and outside of it. That is like a guy who steals a coin from a rich man is the same as murder rapist Benjamin Neflitz. Not a real name, but sure, that's probably a real guy. And I bet he's what I said.
Terrible murder.
Draco Malfoy, a man whose name means evil villain.
Because here's the thing. You stole that coin from that rich man. He could have been using that to bribe a cop to go find Benjamin Neflitz.
Exactly, dude.
Because the cop wasn't going to do it.
Dude, fucking Yiffle Malevolence, dude.
Well, notice
he fucking stole a dollar from the bank drawer.
Well, it's like, you notice they're cops, but like, you never see him. I mean, I watched one episode. Yeah. I don't see him in cop uniforms. That one lady was in a cop uniform.
Yeah, they're detectives, so they're not.
They're detectives, exactly.
Amy
they're cops by like, they're cops, yeah. But you're like, but yeah, they're exactly. Not like, but they're not like a beat cop.
Yeah, they're you not.
It's like
cops.
Gotta be detectives because it's like there'd be no way to sell it. If
Amy
cops.
Is now in charge of uniformed police in the show.
Yeah,
but yeah, they're detectives, which helps
gives you a
people
little, yeah.
to
because
have that
people
leeway.
Think of them as like thinking. Then.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's like this is the
true.
Cop in charge of
because, yeah.
stopping murder.
Yeah,
which
because,
it isn't
yeah,
because
like,
most of those episodes I've seen, the ones where they're actually doing detective work, it'll be like a guy stole a car and they're super pissed about it.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, that's fine.
Yeah, but really what it is,
doesn't matter.
A detective is basically, they're like, yeah, they're not like normal cops because the normal cops are doing police brutality. It's like, no, the detective's doing it worse because they're working backwards from a conclusion that
yeah.
the black men they'd like to throw in jail. We just have to find all the evidence that can point us into the direction that he did it, so that way when the court case comes we go, well, this is the guy we decided to pin this on.
so our film of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, which I guess is not what it is since it's Apocalypse Now, is I go and I teach
that's
the,
one episode
yeah I go down New York River, which is probably definitely real, from NYC, and I teach
all the way down to the Mississippi
and I teach the people there
all the way to the Mississippi Delta.
I teach the people there that they don't have to take the NYPD killing them and brutalizing them when it's when what they're worried about is like a car got stolen.
Yeah, they're sending me to shut you down.
Yeah, exactly. And so for that,
he'd been teaching everyone that crime didn't have to happen if only they could somehow reverse their material circumstances. And I was here to teach them that was dead fucking wrong.
They're teaching everyone that all I exist to do is harm the people in poverty and uphold status quo. And I don't like to think about that. I like to think what my job is to find the pedophiles in the community and then stand around them with a sign that says this might be a bad guy and do nothing.
He was teaching everyone that their lives were a direct result of their material conditions, and if only they could reverse those material conditions, they'd be able to live better lives. So they sent me with an anti-material rifle to end his life. And boy, did I test it going down the river all the way from New York to the Mississippi Delta. Just pretending that that river connects. That there's a river that connects.
It's been talked to death, but it is so funny the way that, like...
This podcast episode.
Dude, everyone loves talking about this podcast and this podcast episode, but,
Just talk about it more.
Please tell your friends!
Tell your mom!
Make your mom listen! But, like, it's been talked to death before by other people, but the way that, like, what one class does is treated so differently from another class. Like, rich people are designed to steal, and when they do, they're rewarded for it.
Yep.
If, like, fucking Musk steals every dollar you have, which he basically does.
It's barely even good. Rich people. It's literally, like, your manager.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucks you over and takes your money because he gets you to, like, stay late or to, like, work off the clock.
Yeah.
Even that is like, well, no, that's fine.
Yeah. But it's like the biggest form of theft.
Like, yeah, it's the, I mean, this is, yeah, it's like, yeah. It's not a cliche. It's just, again, like you said, it's like, talked about a lot. You take $10 out of the register, they will fucking
throw you. They will literally kill you. Yeah. And it's just seen, like, so many fucking things that are, like, superhero stuff is just about a guy seeing someone take money from a bank, and it'll be, like, from an ATM, and it's like, dude, why are you antagonizing these people when they found basically the most fine way to steal? Like, it doesn't matter if you take ATM money, and he goes and he has to break all of their finger bones for it.
Yeah, the plot to Batman, like, Dark Knight Rises, the big, like, turning point in the movie is that they expose that, like, the fucking fascist police state that they live under was achieved under, like, false pretenses.
Yeah.
And that's the bad thing. Not that they live in a fascist police state where they were able to basically just, like, suspend habeas corpus and throw anyone into jail
That's all fine.
That's totally fine.
That's fine.
What was wrong was that they lied about it.
They lied about it, dude.
That they lied to achieve that outcome.
He's the hero we need right now.
That made everyone sad. It's like, no.
So hunt me, because he's the hero you need now.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? That dude just tried to kill his wife and kid. I don't think you need him for a hero. And he's like, he's the good guy.
It's an and that's what it all comes down to. It's an ideological struggle.
Harvey Dent was going to change it from the inside.
The Joker was going to prove to everyone that anyone could be turned evil. It's like, were people, like, listening to...
Yeah, the weird, crazy clown guy? You think people
were listening to what that guy was saying? Was like, wow, this guy's making a lot of good points!
Yeah, everyone's like, that fucking clown's a freak.
If your city is in a state where, like, the crazy clown dude is making, like, good arguments, you've got bigger problems than the crazy clown dude.
The crazy clown dude did make good arguments in Joker, the movie Joker.
Yeah, that city's fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Where are the city supposed to be fucked?
That's why at the end, Bane was like, I'm gonna nuke it,
Batman. No. It'll be fine. It doesn't matter.
I don't wanna live in Crime City. I'm nuking it. Ra's al Ghul was going to basically nuke the city, dude, too. We're all
everyone wants to destroy the city.
It's for good sucks reason. Here. They're right. Yeah, Joker is right. Yeah, no, this place is bad. It is poisoned.
I just think if Bane gave Batman a little suck with those perfect juicy lips he has. Tom Hardy's just beautiful fucking lips. Incredible lips. You just gave him a little suck with that, I think it would be good. I think everything would have been fine.
Oh.
He would have let him blow up the city.
Bruce! I've got something under my mask. Would you like to see, Bruce? Must I?
They're wondering why you would throw him out of the helicopter after making him suck your dick.
I wondered who would bust first. Your spirit or your balls?
Your balls. It's like, fucking bankers destroy companies and gut them from inside and steal every dollar from the fucking workers in there. And just send them into poverty.
Bankers and these fat cats on Wall Street. Their whole job is basically just to, like, pump shit up until it explodes, defraud everyone involved, just, like, siphon the money out of these fucking sectors until everything just explodes. And then they make, like, $1 billion for doing it. Not even from the money that they stole, but when the government goes like, well, we can't let you fail because you're the economy.
Yeah.
This fucking liar's guild of fucking thieves is the economy. So we have to give them money to keep them going so that they can go and run the same fucking grift on a million more people.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty cool and awesome. I'd like to become involved as soon as possible.
Yeah, dude, we'll, like, go into wars so that we can continue military contracts and decimate people. But if, like, a fight breaks out between two people and they would basically be fine, no, we gotta send those people away for, like, 5 years.
I mean, quite literally, like, we will, like, invade The Hague if a war criminal should be tried.
We weren't even really joking about they will kill you if you steal bubblegum.
Yeah, that's really not a joke.
They've sent people away for like 20 years for stealing diapers that their baby needs.
Yeah, it's like it's one thing to like, you know, to try to, it's like the idea is like, slippery slope, police come after you and that could end in you getting killed. But it's like, I mean, short of that, like they'll put you in jail for, they will take your life away.
Yeah.
They will put you in jail and then doesn't matter when you get out, because even just being in jail is basically now drastically altered the course of your life forever.
Oh, that would be so funny if that was like the cases they're dealing with in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. That would actually kind of be a funny show. That would make it a lesson on each show. Yeah. If every episode Jake Peralta is just like finding an immigrant woman who stole diapers for her baby, he's like, "Sir, I got another one right here. We gotta send her away for 25 years." And it's still like doing the whole like propaganda for the police that it does now.
It's like, you don't understand the damage this does to the community when this woman steals from a Walmart.
Alright, let me say this. If you can declare an action good, it needs to pass through the categorical imperative.
We call that's this Kant. This is the morality Bechdel test.
That's just Kant, dude. That's just ethics, dude. So, if we deem stealing okay, you don't see any problem in society if we're all able to steal.
Dude.
Wasn't labor stolen from the slaves?
Dude, you know who we should get to be one of the cops on our episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine? Ben Shapiro, dude.
Yeah, you're
right. He'd love it. If you're gonna have, like, logical arguments,
mm-hmm.
He'll be the debate cop.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, plus it'll give me one area I'll know he'll be in for a long period of time.
That's exactly what I was trying to work my way to. I was like, I just gotta find... And they'll be shooting in a lot of, like, outdoor sets because of, like, COVID precautions. So just a lot of, like, just really long sight lines. Just allowing me to get a clear angle on his big brain.
That big old brain.
Big old brain.
I still think it's so funny that he's treated like this kid genius, and he's like 50.
America really likes, they love a wunderkind.
Yeah, they do love a wunderkind. It's just like, dude, that dude's so old.
But think about how that all, like, works into this. Like, this is the fabric of this, like, idea that, like,
yeah,
you're great when you're young, everything's gotta be, like, natural talent, there's no, like... There's this, like, it's weird. It's like, rags to riches, but at the same time, like, we have this obsession with, like, natural talent, which mm-hmm. doesn't exist. Like, really, like, you have to work and, like...
No, it's all natural talent.
You have
talent.
To work and, like, practice to, like, become good at things.
Natural
but at the
talent.
Same time, we just immediately diminish that. It's like, no, this person... Wow, what a gift you possess. It's like,
natural
no,
talent is such a funny idea, because it's like, imagine spending your life solely to become good at something, like... You spend fucking 2 decades of your life to become a maestro, right? Mm-hmm. Say that. And then everyone's just like, dude, you were born so cool. Dude, you didn't work for that at all.
It's basically just like walking up to a bodybuilder and being like, damn, you must have blown your mom's pussy when you came out. Damn, well, you came out like that? Just born a fully formed freakazoid?
So good like that?
You came out a big old buff freakazoid?
What the hell?
Damn, that's crazy. You was born like the Elephant Man.
Like, I don't see how you could even go on living if you spent, like, decades to achieve. And then when you do achieve, through the talent you've accumulated, everyone's just like, dude, you were born so well. You were born so cool.
Dude, you got born so good.
Like, I might. Listen. I've endorsed suicide before. I understand that. But in this situation, I'm going to do it again.
Oh my god.
Hey. I'm learned from the ancient Greek style, all right? And what did they think? They thought there's plenty of situations where it's fine. I love it.
If you're too annoying.
If you're too annoying, for instance. It's so cool reading, like, ancient Greek philosophy when they'll just start doing maths about suicide. And like, if things get too bad and you're a good guy, then yeah, you probably should. Conversely, if things get too good and you know you're a bad person, then you should probably kill yourself too.
That's why it's so that's good. Why it's basically like illegal to commit suicide in the US, because it's like, nah, if everybody started doing that, we're fucked.
Well, that started
just think about how from bad Aristotle. It is.
That started from Aristotle. Aristotle said you owe it to the state to always be alive.
What a cool
because
guy.
He said that. Now suicide is illegal.
What a cool fucking dude.
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. The point being, I'm the white Joker. I'm the white Joker.
And they're gonna sing. And I'm the guy sent to end.
Yeah. Is there a method to my madness? As I just keep going to Irish community and be like, y'all should steal mo. What the hell? Y'all ain't stealing enough.
Come with me. We're going to the nearest Walmart. We're gonna fucking clear them shelves. They don't have enough fucking. They don't have enough fucking undercover security guard stuff for all of us. They can't take all of us down.
It's just me.
And they're all just like, alright, yeah, I guess we'll go with you. That sounds like a fun time.
Sounds like a fun time. It's just me in, like, a bed covered in, like, stolen coffee pods and ramen noodles. You're just like, I don't see any madness, sir.
Meanwhile, I'm getting, like, suited up. And I'm like, I've got to get down there and stop this maniac from stealing all the ramen. And
they're putting me in the Iron Man suit to go stop a guy.
I've been like the one from the beginning of like the first movie, just walking around with speakers on my back playing the Iron Man song and just fucking launching missiles and flamethrowers.
Like we've been saying, they'll kill you if you steal bubblegum.
I mean, quite literally.
Quite literally.
Yeah. But, so yeah, I think we pretty much got the point across that, yeah. Don't let the copaganda get to ya.
Yeah.
Cops, hey, I know that it's been a nice, hot, juicy summer now that everyone's all vaccinated and you can go outside and cough into your neighbor's mouth just like you've been waiting to do.
You're not allowed to do that anymore because of the new COVID.
All right, well, I'm on a thing, so just don't worry about it. Anyways, cops didn't just get cool. You're still allowed to hate them. By the way, and they never got defunded.
I do want to mention about that Delta variant and CDC going like, you actually have to wear masks again. There was a second, however brief, there was still a second in my mind where I went, oh, they were right. This is plandemic. They were right. This is plandemic. Oh, suddenly the masks don't work and the vaccine they made us all get doesn't work. I was wrong. I can see that now.
Levi's being, he wants to hold himself accountable.
I want to hold myself accountable. I did have that thought.
Cops didn't suddenly get cool.
Yeah.
We never did anything about any of these systemic problems.
Cops didn't suddenly get cool, bad. They've always been scum, and
there was abolish the police. We whittled that down to defund the police. Yeah. We whittled that down to, like, the 8-something.
First of all, no one wants to actually abolish the police. What they really want is for the gun to go away sometimes and for all cops to have 20 tasers instead.
Like a British cop?
I was thinking about when Biden was like, you don't have to shoot him, man. Shoot him in the leg instead. And that was his answer to police brutality. That was so cool.
Yeah, but I mean,
our president rocks.
Here's the thing. He doesn't remember saying that.
He's not as good as our last president. But
that is funny.
Definitely not funny.
Although in some ways, actually, he is.
In some ways, you can argue.
Yeah, in some ways, he's a little bit funnier. It is funnier when this old man threatens to run over a journalist in a truck that he fucking flies up to for no reason. Why was he there? No idea.
It is funnier. He's dying sooner.
Yeah,
it is funnier.
If he gets COVID, he's screwed.
It is funnier. There's he no looks way. Like a salmon on its way to spawn when its body's just falling apart.
But yeah, I don't know. Brooklyn Nine-Nine's funny. You can like it, whatever. But it doesn't change the fact that like, they're there's a lot of initiatives to punish cities for getting rid of police in a lot of places.
It doesn't change the fact that, like, the era directly after the revolution under Mao, I will gather these writers and directors of the episodes, and publicly we will have struggle sessions against them. And how that turns out is how that turns out. But that's what's going to have to happen.
Just don't trust Hollywood. Don't trust these fucking freaks that want you to think that they're that. Actually, it's cool and all those bad times are over now because it's time to go outside and have some fun. No, shit's still bad. There's still work to be done.
They want you dead and you're going to have to kill them first.
That's true.
And that's essentially true with Brooklyn Nine-Nine, too. They might be a little more wimpish about it, but they still want you dead and you're gonna have to kill them first.
Or at the very least, they just want you to fucking, they want you to shut the fuck up.
Rachel Dolezal, please come on the pod.
Please.
Please, Miss Dolezal, come on. I'll do anything, honest.
We've got a third mic.
We've got two handfuls of diamonds just for you. Please come on the pod. This has been television for the white people.
Yeah, we hope you've enjoyed our little episode today, and we'll see you next time.
Eric. Levi.